Hey folks, greetings from Profit Partners. Want to learn this week on how you can get over 50% of all of your new sales by word of mouth? No prospecting, no cold calling. What I want to walk you through today is a high image way for you to get referrals from your new sales. Statistics show 50% or more of all new members that join health clubs come by the way of referrals from existing members. In fact, Profit Partners, as part of our Marketing Foundation program, has surveyed over 12,400 club members in the last few years. When asked directly on the survey as to whether or not they came as a referral from an existing member or a friend, more than 50% of the people said yes, that was the number one reason that they joined. So for you, the key is knowing when and how to ask for referrals so that you will get the greatest response. Let me take the next few minutes and show you how to do this. The first time to ask for referrals is at the point of sale. A new member joins your club. You did a great job in closing them, and you ask for referrals. Here's how I would ask it at that point in time. Jim, one of the benefits of becoming a new member at our club is that you can invite up to 7 of your friends and family to try our club absolutely free for 1 week. If you'll list their names and email addresses if you know them and phone numbers, I'll give you a free 1 week membership card valued at $45 for each one of them. Now remember, included in your sales training packet, we have a friends helping friends sheet. You're going to want them to fill it out. If you're having a hard time getting them to fill out the list, here's a great phrase to use. Hey Jim, at the bottom of the sheet you'll see 7 lines. Because we don't want to overcrowd the club, would you please limit it to 3 for now? This works great because most people can't readily think of 7 people. So they will ask to take the list, fill it out at home, maybe bring it back in or fax it to you. On the other hand, everybody knows 3 people right off the top of their head. They will put them on the list without giving you any resistance. The reason this works so well is that it also increases the perceived value of the free pass. It's just human nature. People want what they can't have. If they can't have 7 passes, they'll surely take 3. The reason getting referrals at the point of sale is so effective is because you have the names and the phone numbers of people to call. You're not waiting for people to bring the free 1 week membership cards into the club. It's also the best time to ask for referrals because it's the time when your new members are the most excited about the decision they've made, and they're going to want to share that excitement with family and friends. For those of you listening to this program that have our automatic 7-day free pass installed on your website for you, this is a great time to get the names and email addresses, drop them into the autopilot system, and then you don't have to worry about it again. The passes will get delivered. The follow-up messages will automatically go out over the next week to 10 days. And these prospects will also be on your newsletter list. It's a great, great tool to incorporate with the Friends Helping Friends sheet. Here's another option to consider. If you're not getting referrals from your new members on the day they join, use the welcome letters to solicit referrals. Again, we've enclosed 2 possible letters in your kit. Include free 1 week membership cards with your welcome letters to these new members. And there's 2 ways you can do this. With the first one, you simply enclose a couple of free 1 week membership cards and follow up by phone to see if your new members received them. Another way is to solicit referrals is to include a Friends Helping Friends sheet with your letters. When you follow up after mailing this letter, have your new members bring the sheet in with some names, email addresses, and phone numbers on it. At that point, you've got 2 great options. You can either give them a free 1 week membership card for each of the names on their sheet, or you can enter the name and email addresses through your Marketing Foundation and your control panel for your automatic delivery system for the 7-week pass the automatic follow-up, and the newsletter subscription. You can also get referrals from your existing members by consistently using your member log sheets, again, also enclosed with your packet of information. Refer to the referral follow-up script in the session that we've entitled Managing Your Prospects. Call your members, ask them if they are happy with the club, and offer them a couple of free one-week membership cards for friends and family. Most of your referrals from existing members will come from members who are using the club frequently and getting results. It is your job to make sure that your members are comfortable enough working out at the club so they will give you referrals when you ask for them. If they're not comfortable at the club, why would they want to put somebody else in the same uncomfortable position? Bottom line is this: to get referrals from existing members, both new and old alike, is to just simply ask for them and be professional and persistent, following up on the free one-week membership cards you've given out. Because the bottom line is this: at the end of the day, you've got to have somebody to sell. Let me switch focus now. If you're not getting all of the referrals that you need at this point in time, believe it or not, cold calling can also be done easily and very effectively as a means of prospecting. Let me show you how. The fastest way to get people to come into the club is to call them and invite them to come in for a free 2-week, no obligation membership. This works great because it gives your prospects something free that has a high perceived value. At some clubs I know of, they even sell a 2-week membership for $55 to people who are visiting from out of town. You are offering the people you call something of significant value for free. When you're choosing a prospect list to do your cold calling, the most important thing to remember is that you want to get a list of people that live or work very close to the club. Convenience, by far, is the most important consideration to somebody who's thinking about joining a health club. This is important because if they live nearby, you already know the club's going to be convenient for them. You'll want to follow the script word for word, but feel free to adapt it to your style as long as you're getting appointments consistently. Your community outreach script and the way this call would go down is something like this. Obviously, you would dial. Hello, is Pam there? Hi, Pam. This is Jim from the XYZ Club. We're doing a community outreach to some of our closest neighbors and offering them a free 2-week, no obligation membership to our club. Are you interested in a free 2-week membership? If they say no, thank them and hang up. Do not try to convince them to take you up on your offer because they're simply not interested. You do not want to harass people that are not interested. Perhaps right now they're not even thinking about health and fitness, or you've caught them at a bad time, or any other reason that might be important to them. But if they do say yes, continue with the following. Well, what we'll do, Pam, is set up a 10-minute appointment so that we can show you the club and give you your 2-week membership card. I'll be here until 7 p.m. today and also tomorrow from 10 in the morning till 9 at night. Would you like to come by our club today, or would sometime tomorrow be better? Now set up the appointment, make sure they have good directions to the club, should be close by, right? And close them by saying, Pam, I'll see you later today at 7 o'clock, and I look forward to meeting with you. Make it a great day. And that's it. Now I want you to remember one critical thing. Your only objective when using the community outreach script is to set up appointments for people to come in and pick up their 2-week membership cards. Do not try and sell them anything over the phone. You'll give them the full presentation and a full tour when they come into the club. You'll find this strategy and program works best if you use a phone log and follow up with the people that do not show up for their appointments. Inevitably, you're going to get some no-shows, but that's okay. Call them back, and if they're still interested, set up another appointment. But if they're not interested, thank them anyway, say goodbye, and just hang up. You do not want to keep calling people that do not want to be called. Doing so is only going to alienate your local community. Don't do that. But by using this telephone prospecting system, you will always have a steady stream of people to enroll as new members into your club. On behalf of Profit Partners, this is Alan Boucher. Go out there and make it a great week.